I'm not a doomsayer. I'm not at all. And seeing these world events scares me, you know. And now I see more of them without having a television, which is very strange for me. I see them clearer. So I've been debating, do I get a TV or not? And I really want a television. But I feel that maybe even the feed or the signal or the something like that affects my psychic ability. I find myself seeing more world events and more things for other people to save them and to help them in this time of need. And I love being, you know, doing TV. I love having a TV on. I love watching Bravo. I love watching, you know, news channels.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be throwing on Anderson Cooper when a world event happens, and I'll be going, okay, what are you doing? You know, or you know, used to be Larry King or whatever. You know, and you watch these, and you're watching the play-by-play, and you're seeing the tsunami, and you're seeing the footage over and over again. But I don't know if that also makes me see other world events. See, I've been analyzing this. Does it help me to see other world events, or does it take me away from it?
Well,
right.
Only you would know
that psychic ability.
Only you would know.
Yeah, I'm just looking at that over the next few years. I'm sort of testing myself.
All right, let's talk about the future here, June. What are you seeing out there?
I actually, the most recent thing that I've been seeing are these six planes. And they're small planes. And you know how we've had those little crashes recently, like air show crashes?
Yes.
It's not that. It's not that.
Okay.
It's six, and it's over the United States, and it's six small planes simultaneously blown. And I've had a few clients where I see the planes, and I'm looking at them, and all of a sudden I see the planes.
What are they doing, these planes?
I see them taking off, and it's almost like orchestrated that they're in the air, and I don't see them colliding into anything. I don't see them colliding into a building. You know, like with 9/11, I saw the building, and it's funny, I didn't see the plane go into the building. I saw the explosion. I heard the 11 and 7.
All right, but do you see these six little planes blowing up?
Yeah, I do.
All right, in the air. Obviously.
Yeah, they're small planes. They're like, you know, Cessna planes, you know, like jets, like private jets.
Could they be over six different cities?
Yes. And that's what I feel. Thank you. Thank you for that. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So if anyone is, and I also see the bridges under attack again. The bridges keep coming up. I see the problem with the water in Chicago. I have gotten and I'll give you how sometimes the news feed comes into me is like I go to dream and somebody shows me a water bottle, and they hand me a water bottle and they expand the UPC code on the water bottle, and I see 007008 on the, and that's not 007. We're not going back to Pierce Brosnan, but it's like 007008, right? And I go, okay. Now what? You know, and I hear this little news radio thing that says, in Malibu, Sacramento, San Francisco, Sherman Oaks, the water is tainted. Please don't drink 007008. You know,
so you hear it like a broadcast?
Blah, blah, blah. I do. I hear it just like a broadcast. That's why I'm worried about getting a TV. You know, I really want a TV, but I'm like, I'm getting them like broadcasts. And I'm also in them, like where I see where I knew it was the East Coast. Like I saw my father standing next to me, and I could feel the mist, and I could smell the mist. And you know how the East Coast smells different than the West Coast water. Jersey has a particular smell, you know, the water. And I'm like, I'm standing there at the water's edge, and I see the waves, and then I see people in the water screaming for help. And I'm terrified. You know, I see the wave coming. And that wave you and I discussed.
The tsunami.
Yeah, the tsunami. And I see Maine underwater. Beautiful Maine is underwater. And
because of a tsunami as opposed to, you know, high seas, you know, increasing sea levels?
No, that is a different event. You are right. That is a very different event. The Maine comes from a different event. The wave over the East Coast is very heavy duty, and that I believe is the tsunami. And I don't see that hitting Maine. I actually see you know.
I'm telling you, this is what's so bizarre about what you've just said, because one, you have no idea who my first hour guest is tomorrow, because he has no idea that he's on yet. But the plan was to talk about what is happening right now at the Canary Islands and the possibility of it creating a tsunami that can hit the eastern coast.
Wow.
And the fact that you would even bring that up at this point is absolutely bizarre.
Well, you know, it's even, I got to tell you, it's even more crazy. I was on with Corey today, and what a great guy. Like, put me on with some people there, and I said Texas out of my mouth. I kept seeing Texas while I was talking to him. His people give me world events for some wild reason, you know, and I saw Texas, and I was like, oh, I have to tell George about this. I saw something after Corey came to me, and I had forgotten about this, but this is the time period of when it's going to happen. And I had seen Katrina, you know. I had seen Katrina before it was coming. This is different. This is a flight. I see one from Texas headed to Florida during the day, and I see it going down over the Gulf. I also see one from New York orchestrated going towards Florida at the same time, like Florida and the Gulf. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
They're both going down. And during the day, I see bodies in the sunlight, and this kills me. I see bodies in the water, and I see the sunlight on the waves, and I see suitcases, and I see all of that. And I mean, I've had spirits say, hey, get waterproof luggage, but you know, this is beyond waterproof luggage.
That's right.
You know,
and who cares about luggage at that point?
At that point, you don't care about luggage. And that I see, and then I see something coming out of Ronald Reagan Airport.
That's in D.C.
858. I didn't even know where it was, which is so crazy. I just kept hearing Ronald Reagan Airport, 858-838. And now, if it's 838 or 858, it could be the time, or it could be the flight number.
Flight numbers could be flight
so
numbers.
So it's, yeah. And so I wouldn't fly at that time, whether day or night, and I would not fly on those planes. And that came through a client of mine that I read named Wanda, and that was coming off of her. And the other night I was on with Malaysia, a woman from Malaysia, and I saw this quake in Malaysia in like mid-January. They kept saying mid-January, and I saw this woman, and I saw this man that she knew, and he was like an architect or something to do, you know, buildings. So I saw him rushing to a building because the building had problems because of a natural disaster. And it went over and over and over again in my head all night long. And all I saw was this building shaking in Malaysia. I had to actually go on the internet and to wake up, go on the internet to even look and to see if buildings even look like that in Malaysia, and they do. So it blew my mind, and I'll hear it mid-January, and I'll hear it, and I'll see the picture, and I'll feel it as if I'm there. In the dreams, it's so 3D. Under hypnosis, when I see the fires or I see something, you know, something like Katrina, for example, there was a guy, I helped him win a case. I help a lot of attorneys or clients win cases. Sometimes an attorney hires me to sit in the back of the courtroom. And I did the law on Harry McGraw, you know, with Jerry Orbach. It was awesome. And I played an attorney for a little over a year. And anyway, attorneys now hire me to sit in the back of the courtroom and give notes, you know, to them on each party, what I feel about each party.
What you
party.
Feel, the perception and everything else.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Oh, it's so amazing.